of green, red roses too.
GlobalRadioTalkShow.com, coming to you today from hometown in San Diego and the East Coast in Charlotte, North Carolina. Very special guest today is from MetLife, Jeffrey P. Tullock, Vice President, Plan Smart and Business Advantage from the MetLife Premier Client Group. Jeff Tullock is our Vice President, and in this role, he's responsible for overseeing Plan Smart, MetLife's financial education platform, which provides education and assistance to meet the diverse financial needs of employees. Get this, more than 170 of the Fortune 500 currently rely on PlanSmart to support their financial wellness efforts. Let's welcome and say hi to Jeff.
Hi, Ed. How are you doing today?
That's great. Thanks for being our guest today on Global Radio Talk Show. So I understand from your bio here that you're an avid skier.
That is very true. Sometimes it drives my wife a little crazy, but I do like to get out as often as I can in the winter months.
So where do you go? I didn't think North Carolina had high enough mountains to enjoy that kind of thing.
That's very true. Well, fortunately, I don't live here, although I'm here a lot. I live in Connecticut, so we head up to Vermont quite often and out west as often as we can as well.
So I wanted to ask you some questions about PlanSmart and MetLife in these days of change in healthcare benefits. So are things really changing? You know, many of our listeners may not be familiar with MetLife's program of PlanSmart. Tell us about it, okay? What is PlanSmart?
Sure. Well, as you mentioned on the intro, Ed, PlanSmart is MetLife's financial education platform. It's evolved over probably about a period of around 12 years to where it is today. What we do with the program is we leverage the group benefits relationships that MetLife has with corporations across the United States, as well as the expertise of specially credentialed MetLife Premier Client Group financial advisors. And ultimately what we do with that leveraging is we look to assist individuals with financial decisions needed either due to a specific event in their life, something like being laid off, or hopefully more proactively through workshops that we provide on a variety of topics, things like college funding or financial planning for special needs dependents, or simply understanding Social Security at a deeper level.
So this is wellness and this is financial planning. It's actually educational, adult education, right?
At the core, that's right on. And if you think about it, you know, not many of us go through our formative schooling and maybe even our secondary schooling with getting much education about financial matters and how to manage our financial lives. So this identifies that and helps build the education.
Yeah, okay. So part of that is retirement planning, of course, but college funding for kids or budgeting for all that, perhaps. Aging parents are included, right?
That is correct.
So does this aspect have another name, or is it all under the umbrella of PlanSmart?
Well, so PlanSmart is the umbrella name that we use to message this financial education, financial wellness platform that we have. RetireWise is probably one of the more well-known components of PlanSmart. Call it our signature, you know, workshop. It's a series of four workshops designed to help employees prepare comprehensively for retirement. So a lot of individuals have access to 401k plans today, and that's a great thing to have, but it's just one component of preparing for retirement. So RetireWise is designed to build off of a 401k plan, if you will, and help folks understand the variety of other things that they need to consider and prepare for as they head into to thinking about retirement.
Well, I really like your educational approach rather than, well, get in the room and listen to our sales pitch and here's the forms to fill out. So I really like the idea to empower employees to take their own action, but in an adult way. And I congratulate you, MetLife, for doing that. I would feel quite comfortable were I to be one of those employees. And frankly, I wish I had this kind of an education a few years ago. So how big is the program at this point?
The program has grown pretty significantly over the last few years. Currently, just shy of 2,500 companies rely on PlanSmart to support their financial wellness efforts. The RetireWise program that I just mentioned a moment ago, we've had more than 117,000 attendees to date. And real interestingly for us, half of the almost half of the attendees to the workshops opt for a one-on-one meeting with a specially credentialed MetLife Premier Client Group advisor. So it's grown up very, very attractively for us, and to the point where other countries, including now Japan and India, our MetLife associates there have been interested in the program, and we're starting to branch out to other countries as well.
Fascinating. So this is a global talent initiative, global business, global talent, global benefits, right?
Yeah, I would say for us it's an emerging global benefit. The business is substantial and strong in the United States. And like I just mentioned, India and Japan are the first two that are taking that knowledge into their country. We anticipate there'll be others, but it's emerging in other countries.
Fascinating. Are these workshops online or are they live?
They are not online. They're delivered live in a face-to-face setting. By and large, they're delivered at the workplace, largely because that's convenient for the employees to do it at the workplace, either before work or at lunch or after work. And they're delivered in typically relatively small settings, somewhere in the vicinity of 20 to 30 to 35, people in a conference room with the presenter, at the front of the conference room.
Let's jump aside to another topic here. Time is short, and I want to drill down here. There's a growing demand among employees for financial education programs, and PlanSmart and MetLife are doing this with these workshops. So why?
Yeah.
Are people afraid of the future, or are they just getting smarter?
Yeah, I think. I think employees and individuals just more generally are being asked to take greater and greater responsibility for their own financial future, and certainly retirement is a big part of that. And I think we've grown to realize that over the last few years compared to maybe the previous generation. So you have fewer companies offering pension plans nowadays. Social Security is facing some challenges. So today's employees can't rely on traditional retirement income sources like they have in the past. On top of that, people are generally living longer. So the time they're spending in retirement is increasing. So I think there's multiple factors there that are contributing to employees having an increased desire to learn what tools and strategies are available for them.
So does this cost extra?
The programs that MetLife offer, Ed, are free of charge. There's no cost for the employer to offer these to the employees.
But if an employee opts in, let's say they have a one-on-one and they decide that, I need this aging parent thing or college funding program, mm-hmm. Do those have a separate additional cost for the employee?
Yeah, so like you mentioned, the employees can self-select in if they'd like to meet with one of the financial advisors. So that's their choice. And at that point, they engage the financial advisor like they would any other financial professional. So that could take various forms. One individual might be interested just in a specific product, be that, you know, life insurance or something like that. Another associate might be interested in a more broad-based financial plan, a more robust financial plan, and you know, may pay a fee for that. So it's really at that employee's choice if they'd like to kind of self-select and work with the financial professional.
Got it. Okay. So worksite financial education is, as we know, now growing as a service, as a benefit. In actuality, I mean, that's part of life, and they've got to take care of things, and here's a service way to do it. So tell us about a trend and the government interfering or making so many rules. The whole system is changing now, isn't it? Would you like to address that a little bit?
Yeah. Yeah, so I think the the financial stress is very real nowadays, like I mentioned earlier, for many of us, and I think it's only growing. So in terms of trends, I think that employers are waking up to that reality, largely because they're individuals as well, but they're hearing the demand from their employees. And they hear a variety of things going on within the government. Maybe that's largely around Social Security. But ultimately, the employers know that if the employees are demanding for help here, and if they can help their employees get to a better place financially, then they'll likely be more productive at work because they're not stressed out at work. Those types of things. So I think that in terms of trends, certainly I talked earlier about the employees looking for this type of assistance. And I think we see the same thing from the employers realizing that, okay, I know my people are asking for this, so how can I put something in place that helps their job satisfaction, but also, does things like reduces turnover, reduces absenteeism, because people are ultimately less stressed about this, these financial matters.
Well, it just sounds like it's part of a new, quotes around that, new employer-employee relationship, whereby this kind of thing, this wellness, financial wellness education, is vital. It's ongoing. It's not something you take care of when you're 51 or 58 or hopefully younger, but it is part of life, and it makes sense, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's part of the consumer awareness, number one, and also the executive level awareness that it's part of the life cycle to take care of, to recognize the needs that employees have to learn more about financial planning and awareness of the services and benefit programs, such as PlanSmart. And that would create higher engagement, I guess, and, as you say, more productivity. Would you like to sum up on that?
Yeah, I think just nothing more than it's good for the employees, it's good for the employer, talking about the productivity again, and the earlier we can get ahead of this, meaning the younger the employee, the better, right? So if we're addressing this with a lot of individuals at age, pick an older age, 55, 60 years old, we can provide some assistance, but the options are probably pretty slim. Contrast that with helping somebody in their 20s, early 30s, and getting on a path earlier. Then fast forward to when they're in their 50s and 60s, and arguably they're going to be in a better spot. So the more we can focus on changing the culture, if you will, changing the dynamic at a younger age, then years from now, I think more people will be in a much better spot.
The tackle of Jeffrey P. Tulloch, Vice President of PlantSmart and Business Advantage of MetLife's premier client group. How can people get in touch with you, Jeff?
Probably the easiest way, Ed, is to email me. Very simple. It's J Tulloch, J T as in Tom, U L L O C H, at MetLife.com.
And one last thing about Dean, since here you do Super G. Now, is that an extreme sport, an X sport?
Well, again, my wife believes so. But, yes, there are various disciplines in ski racing, slalom, giant slalom, super giant slalom, and then downhill. So I've chosen not to do the downhill at my age, but all three others I still do. And some might call them extreme. I just call them fun.
Well, that's great. We've been talking with Jeff Tulloch of MetLife. This is Ed Cohen, editor of Global Business News, and your host today on GlobalRadioTalkShow.com.
Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.